podcast. How was it getting back home?
It's a little easier than going, I guess. You know, yeah, it was nice to get back and have a day off and rest up and get ready for this this upcoming week.
What are you expecting from the Minnesota Wild?
You know, I don't know much about them. You know, we start doing our video stuff tomorrow, but the one thing I do know about them is they're at the top of the, you know, the league and top of the standings. And you know, we talked a little bit about that they don't, you know, make many mistakes. They play a pretty solid, solid game all around, and obviously it's working for them under their new coach.
How do you defend against that? Because this isn't a team that just is going to send one player in particular, like one superstar. They have an all-around team. So does it change your mentality when you're playing against a team that comes at you with like three or four lines?
Well, you know, I think we have, you know, good solid core lines here too. And, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, there's obviously no shifts off. I mean, rarely is there a shift off in this league anyways. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we know they're not going to make many mistakes. And, you know, if we limit ours, we should be all right.
Quick question about the GST line. I'm not sure if you heard it the other day. I think it was the Boston game. The crowd started chanting GST, GST. Do you guys hear that on the bench or when you're on the ice? And what does that mean to you when you hear that?
Yeah, we definitely heard it, and you know, it was pretty cool. Obviously, the guys give us a little razzing here in the locker room and stuff, but I think for the most part, you know, the guys like it, and it's starting to catch on. Obviously, you know, we're proud of it. I think our line does a good job of you know, doing things out there that you know, that we're supposed to, and the crowd recognizes it and you know, applauds us. So it's always nice to hear.
Quick question about getting back to Michigan. Did you have any family come down from? You know, drive, I think it's the 94 down to Detroit.
Yeah, I had a lot of family members there, and you know, it was great to see him after the game. You know, it was a tough pill to swallow, you know, the way it ended up, but you know, it was just nice to see everybody. You know, I haven't seen him in a while. Dropped some Christmas presents off, received some Christmas presents, so it was good all around trip. Obviously, I would have liked to have given him more, you know, in terms of on the ice, but that's the way things go sometimes. And no, it was definitely nice to see him.
Somewhat exciting that the Jets will be in a conference against Detroit next year, and the prospect of returning back to Michigan a number of times throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to go back to your hometown and play. You know, it brings back a lot of memories. And, you know, I remember being a little kid and having season tickets to Red Wing games and going down the games with my dad and, you know, asking for pucks and sticks and all that. And, yeah, it just brings back a lot of great memories. And it's a place I definitely love going to.
Thank you.
Thanks.